Oasis Audio presents Facing the Music by Jennifer Knapp, read for you by the author. Chapter 1. 8 months after the Supreme Court ruling on Roe v. Wade, my parents found themselves unwed, pregnant, and expecting twins. Before they had even considered what their lives might be like, they were confronted with a challenging beginning as to how they were going to be a family, or if they even wanted to. My mother, a teenager, and my father, a post-Vietnam Navy veteran barely in his 20s, did as most honorable small-town Kansas folks expected at the time. They decided to keep their babies and get married. My young parents' brief history together was colored by the social taboos they had challenged. Their 7-year age difference, their clandestine love affair, premarital pregnancy, and a shotgun wedding no doubt seemed like slim odds for a lasting relationship. Instead of finishing high school, my mother spent what would have been her senior year giving birth and nursing babies. After an adventurous summer with a pretty young girl, my father suddenly found himself responsible for the welfare of a wife and 2 children. After 2 years, they would divorce. My mother, barely in her 20s, lost the custody battle to my father. The court reached an unusual decision, choosing my father as the parent most responsible to care for my sister and me. We were 2 toddlers, still shaky on our feet, trying to understand what phrases like child custody and visitation rights had to do with why my mom wasn't there to tuck us into bed each night. Growing up, we would have to learn how to adapt to the pitch and role of being shared between my parents' 2 worlds. Going forward, we were to live full-time with my father while spending alternate weekends with my mom. Mom only lived a few miles away in those early years, but everything seems bigger, longer, and farther away when you're little. Even though Mom might be living in the next county over, our journey there was always an adventure. Fridays were the most important, highly anticipated day of the week for us. I would be in utter bliss when I knew Mom was on her way to pick us up for the weekend, and disappointed when I realized that I'd have to wait another week to see her. The best Fridays were filled with the ritual of her coming. With anticipation, I'd get to pack a little bag of clothes and place it by the front door. I'd sit at the window, willing every passing car to be hers. What joy it was when through the darkness, a pair of headlights turned from the road into our driveway. Mom! At last! Once I jumped into the car, I was in her world, a place in which we had developed our own traditions. I couldn't wait to show her every tomboy bump and bruise that I had acquired since we were last together, so that she could hasten the healing of each blemish with her tender kisses. Then, after every ache had been attended to, we would sing. I was torn between the excitement of joining in the chorus or just listening to her sing alone. Hers was the most glorious voice I had ever heard. Whether she led us in a rousing rendition of Bill Grogan's Goat or the Beatles' Yellow Submarine, I was beside myself with awe and wonder over her talent. The longer the drive to our destination, the better. I welcomed the nights when the rain poured down and Mom had to drive more slowly. Rather than fighting the weather, we sang through it. Ours was the perfect cocoon of joy on 4 wheels. During our short time together, Mom always made an effort to do something special for us. In the winter, she would join us in a wild snowball fight. In the summer, she'd start a water war by grabbing a garden hose and dousing us with the cold spray. If we were stuck inside, she'd teach us to play a card game or how to make a batch of cookies. She found a way to be a part of our lives, making memories out of the most ordinary days. If Fridays were the good days, Sundays were bittersweet, knowing that the minutes with Mom were ticking down and that we would soon be parting ways. I was aware that she would be taking us back home. I was old enough to repeat the facts that it would be 2 weeks until we could do it all over again, but 2 weeks to a 5-year-old felt like a lifetime. It was difficult to imagine passing the time between then and the next visit, so I tried to make the most of the lazy Sunday afternoons before going home. I'd do my best to fight back the tears, aware that our weekend together was drawing to a close.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?